This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. For the next 4 minutes, let's analyze a vital Bible verse that, if properly understood, can change your life. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We've all read of the fabulous gifts that the celebrities of the world give to each other to prove their love. They give a diamond necklace, a Rolls Royce with ermine upholstery, a birthday party where hundreds of thousands of dollars are spent on entertainment, food, and refreshments. Be that as it may, all of them put together would not equal God's great demonstration of love for you and me. His gift was given to an unusual group of people. It was given to the helpless and hopeless. The context of the verse says we were without strength, altogether unable to help ourselves. We were lost, unable to find the way back, and utterly without strength. If you can picture a man lost in a vast wasteland without food and water, all of his strength gone, that's the picture. And then, wonder of wonders, just as all hope was lost, and the situation at its most desperate point, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And notice, for the ungodly. Not only helpless and likely to perish, but ungodly and therefore deserving to perish, totally unworthy of the love, favor, and sacrifice of a holy God. And what did he do? He extended a gift of love to you and me, yes, to the whole world. That should have settled the matter once and for all. No more would there be any doubt about God's love. His grand and glorious manifestation of love would be the wonder and admiration of the universe. He would do something without parallel in the annals of history. He would prove his love in the most winning, affectionate, and endearing way imaginable. He would give his Son to die in our place. And wonder of wonders, he would do it for a people who were not only helpless and hopeless, but still enemies of God. Think of it. That Christ should die for the likes of us is such a mystery, such a paradox, such an unprecedented instance of love, that it may well be our business for all eternity to adore him for it. Rightly should he make it one of the laws of his kingdom on earth that we who have been thus loved should love our enemies. Jesus taught, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you. For if you love them who love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? Let me ask you, have you ever thanked God for the death of his Son for your sins? Have you ever turned in repentance to God and placed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.